Welcome to the Agency of the Month on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM. This month's agency is the National Security Agency.
Welcome to the program. I'm Julia Ziegler. My guest today is Kathy Hudson, Director of Human Resources at the National Security Agency. I wanted to start by talking about NSA and recruiting. NSA, as we all know, it's a different animal in some respects from other agencies and has some positions that require very specific skills. How is your recruiting process different than other agencies?
First of all, thanks for having me today. And let me start off talking a little bit about what the National Security Agency does. We are really considered to be the vanguard of code makers and code breakers for the entire country. So we have a really important mission, and that is defending the nation, national security. And as you can imagine, though, that mission really requires deep technical expertise. And it really spans the STEM disciplines, as we call it, science, technology, engineering, and math. Also, we have, I would say, a great reliance on those individuals who have foreign language skills, as well as intelligent analysis. So just we look across STEM, we include language and intelligence analysis, and those are all critical to how we successfully execute our mission. But you asked a little bit about our hiring and recruitment and how it's different. Mm-hmm. Let me talk about that. It's different from a variety of different ways. One is we're a member of the intelligence community, so we have special authorities. And those special authorities allow us to execute hiring and recruitment very similar to how it would be done in the private sector side. So we have wonderful authorities that give us great flexibilities. And I would say the hiring practices and protocols at NSA demonstrate today all the reforms that OPM is talking about and recommending for the rest of the federal government.
Would you say that some of those special authorities then help you hire for positions quicker?
Yes, absolutely. They help us hire quicker. I think they allow us to get out there and get to a variety of different places, including colleges, universities, private sector conferences and organizations where it could be more difficult for other members of the federal government to get to. So we have the flexibilities. We can get there faster. We have a streamlined process. And all of our job information is on the NSA.gov website. So we're not using the U.S. jobs process, but we're using our own custom-built process.
What is the average hiring time now for an employee at NSA, and does that vary somewhat based on the job?
Yeah, I'm so glad that you asked that, because I think there's a lot of misinformation out there as far as getting a job in the intelligence community and how long it takes, because you really do hear a lot of horror stories, I would say, that urban legend that circulates around. At the agency, I'm really proud to say that we can interview someone, give them a conditional job offer, bring them through all the way the security processing, enter them on duty within 3 to 6 months.
Wow.
Yeah. So it's very impressive. We have an incredible security organization that works in a tight partnership with HR in order to make that happen.
You talked a little bit about recruiting at the university and college level. Can you talk a little bit more about that?
Absolutely. We have a pretty rigorous process of vetting now colleges and universities across the country and determining which campuses we're going to go to and dedicate a lot of time to build a deep relationship. So we do that. We go to professional organizations and conferences, as well as to some very, I would say, focused events, such as OPM's. They had a very special event for diversity and one on disability, which we attended. So they have very focused career type of events that we attend.
NSA just announced yesterday the creation of a National Centers for Academic Excellence in Cyber Operations program. Can you tell us a little bit about this?
So, yes, we have a new program that we just recently rolled out, and I believe we have an announcement of it on the NSA.gov website. And that is, we have recently designated 4 new centers of academic excellence for cyber operations. And we have formulated a program at the agency where we recognize academic institutions for their really special curriculums and their focus areas. So we have ones that are designated for information assurance and research, and now the new cyber operations. So I guess that's about 145 centers of academic excellence in total.
You were talking about kind of the different things that NSA does to recruit. And last year, I know NSA went to the DEF CON Hackers Conference to recruit. How have some of these maybe non-traditional recruiting opportunities worked for NSA? Some people might say, hey, that's a great place to find people. they know what you're doing, right?
Yeah, that's right. That's right. And they might have those unique skills that we might require. But we are taking advantage of these unique opportunities to go out and educate people about the mission of the National Security Agency, what our challenges are, and the knowledge, skills, and abilities that we need. And we can reach out to a variety of different, I guess you would say, venues. Mm-hmm. And this was one of those unique venues where we had the opportunity to talk about our student programs and opportunities for students. And you can imagine coming to work at the National Security Agency, where I tell people you can literally come and make history. We can give you some really unique experiences.
There are people in the private sector that need the same kind of skill sets that you folks do at NSA. So that might be one way to convince someone to come to work at NSA as compared to another organization.
Yes, we have so many different challenges, and we are after a very similar cadre of folks that the private sector are very much after. And as you probably know, we are really concerned about the future for the country as far as having adequate science, technology, engineering, and math talent in this country in order to be able to do the things private sector is going to demand, as well as ensuring the success of our mission. So we're doing a number of different outreach activities to make sure that people understand the opportunities at NSA and that we are looking for these really unique skills in order to be successful in our mission.
We're going to take a quick break, but when we come back, I want to talk a little bit about NSA's plans to hire over 3,000 cyber professionals over the next 2 years. This was announced last year. You're listening to Agency of the Month on Federal News Radio. Our guest today is Kathy Hudson, Director of Human Resources at the National Security Agency.
Looking for innovative and creative solutions to unique national security challenges? Look no further than Sage Management. Whether it's providing critical mission-related support to the U.S. Army, developing enterprise-wide architectures for the Air Force, working with cloud technologies, or defending national interests from cyber attack. Sage Management's mission is simple. Apply sound business management practices, proven engineering solutions, and expertise to solve complex national security challenges. Sage consultants provide full-spectrum lifecycle support from concept exploration, prototype, and system development to fielding and deployment. Sage experts have the know-how to get the job done on time and on budget, essential with today's tight budgets. Sage provides professional management, engineering, cybersecurity, software development, analysis training, and modeling and simulation to both the federal and state government. Sage employees pride themselves on their integrity and professionalism in providing quality mission support to their clients. To find out more about Sage Management and career opportunities, visit sage-mgt.net. That's sage-mgt.net.
Welcome back to Agency of the Month on Federal News Radio. Our guest today is Kathy Hudson, Director of Human Resources at the National Security Agency. Kathy, before the break, I said I wanted to ask you a little bit about the big plan that NSA announced last year to hire 3,000 cyber professionals over the next 2 years. I wanted to ask you how that process is going, how many people have been hired so far.
We have really been hiring significantly at the National Security Agency since 9/11, and our goal over the last 2 years is to hire 3,000 additional employees, the majority of which will work in the cyber realm. But the talent that we need at NSA in order to be successful at our mission really involves science, technology, engineering, and math. We need those individuals who have foreign language skills. And also we're looking at the Intel analyst field as well. So we have come very close to meeting all of our goals for that 3,000. Last year we hired about 1,645, and we're looking to hire an additional 1,600 this year. And we are well into have completed, I would say, or have bought on board about 1,200 so far. So by the end of September, we will make that goal. So we are very excited about the support that we've gotten, too, from the president, from the Secretary of Defense for our hiring requirements.
Where can people learn more about the current job openings at NSA?
I would ask everyone to go to the NSA.gov website to look and get information about the agency and who we are, and then to check NSA.gov/careers, and that's where we have all of our job listings posted.
Of course, we think about the cyber jobs and we think about the intel jobs when we think about NSA, but there's plenty of other jobs at NSA as well. I mean, you know, HR, other things like that.
So business and accounting, we have security professionals. So we have everything that you would think of to run a large business. You have that also at the National Security Agency. And what's fascinating is you have it not just where our headquarters is located at Fort Meade, Maryland, but we have opportunities and we have families and employees all around the world. So it's another exciting opportunity if you work at NSA to serve not just here in Maryland or not just in other certain locations in the country, but in a variety of places around the world.
I wanted to also talk to you a little bit about how NSA is reaching out to the next generation of workers. I mean, one of the things that I see are teenagers and kids today that seem so far advanced when it comes to electronics and technology. So how are you using that to your advantage at NSA when it comes to recruiting and to hiring these people?
Yeah, we are using what we call the cool tools. And we have to leverage technology in order to get our message out because that's really where the applicants of the future are residing. So we have made use of the social media tools. We are on Facebook and we actually do have friends. We use Twitter. We have just recently released a iPhone game that you can download free on the from the App Store, and it's a crypto challenge. And we're using NSA Facts, pop culture, all kind of really unique things in the game. So I would encourage everyone to go and do a free download of the NSA game. We have really robust student programs also. So we have your traditional co-op opportunities. We have summer internships. We also use and recruit high school students in their senior year to come work at the agency and get a sense of who we are and the technologies that we're using, the technologies that we're developing at the agency, and they can get a sense of what's coming in the future and what they need to stay ahead of too. But we are so excited about the talent we're seeing in this next generation. It really just makes my heart sing, I guess you would say.
Yeah, it must be exciting to see people coming in with these skills. You know, in some respects, there are certain things you don't have to teach them because it's been ingrained in there.
It's ingrained, and it's how they live every day.
Right.
So they're living on the net, they're living using these tools, and so we've got to do the same, and we've got to make sure we have a presence out there as well in these environments where our next generation is.
You mentioned internships and mm-hmm. things like that. Where can people find information on those? Would it be the same place on NSA.gov/careers, or would there be a different way to go about finding those opportunities?
All the information concerning job opportunities, student opportunities, fascinating facts about NSA is all available at NSA.gov.
Great.
And anybody who is interested in any of our student programs, and we have about 25 different student program opportunities, I really encourage them to get on the web, look at the information, and truly understand the deadlines. Because our deadlines are way early than probably your more traditional student program opportunities from the rest of the government or private sector. And that is, anyone who's coming to work at the agency has to be fully cleared. And that, of course, as you can imagine, takes time. So if I remember right, our student program deadlines tend to happen right in October. So if you're interested, get on there, check NSA.gov, and double check those deadlines so you don't miss an opportunity, you know, to take advantage of some of these great programs.
What kind of budget does NSA have for recruiting?
The agency, because they understand the importance of recruiting today, but also the importance of educating that next generation, coaching and mentoring them. We have an amazing workforce, and colleges and universities call and they ask us to send our technical experts out to deliver lectures and to talk with the students about future career opportunities and some of the things that they should be mindful of. I always say when you're a freshman in college, the slate is wiped somewhat clean. So now you have to begin to really be conscious of the decisions you're making and what are you putting out there on Facebook, because you might decide you want to go to work for someone in the intelligence community, and you don't want decisions that you made in college to kind of hamper your ability to get a job or get a great position or do something. So we also leverage our amazing workforce to help get that message out as well. So we are trying to get the message out in a variety of different ways. We have very close partnerships. We are always out trying to get students to think early about where they might be in the future.
Good advice.
Yeah.
Has recruiting at all been impacted by any kind of budget constraints?
That's right. You did start with the budget question. So back to budget. We are really fortunate that our senior leadership, as I mentioned, understands the importance of hiring and recruiting, marketing NSA, and kind of building that next generation. So like everybody else, we are operating in a constrained environment. We have to be very conscious of all the decisions we're making with regard to recruitment, travel, expenses around hiring, to ensure that we're being as efficient as possible. We just commissioned, and it took us about a year, we did a Lean Six Sigma study of our hiring and recruitment practices to ensure that they were as tight as they possibly could be. And we came up with recommendations that spanned everything from how we communicate to applicants to IT fixes that we need in order to gather the data so we can do good analysis and determine where are we recruiting really well from and where do we have some challenges and we need to do some additional work. So I would say, just like the rest of the federal sector, we are operating under constraints. And we know that there's probably going to be more coming in the future, so we are working in advance to be as efficient as possible.
Have you been able to institute or implement any of the ideas and recommendations that came up through the Lean Six Sigma process?
We absolutely have. We've been working for the last 10 months now to really do an overhaul of all of our automation that drives a lot of the hiring. We started initially with the communications with applicants. We need to really be high touch when it comes to applicants. And because our process takes a little bit longer than it would in the private sector, we want to make sure that people are informed every step of the way so they can hang tight with us so we can get them in and really show them a great career.
Yeah, that must be something that I think any job applicant would appreciate, is just at least knowing where they're at in the process so they can know if they should be looking somewhere else or if, like you said, hang tight. You know, we are going through those applications now.
That's right. They like to have a person they can reach out to and call, ask questions, kind of have a voice on the other end of that phone, and have consistent touch. And we've seen a lot of return on investment by investing in our communications piece.
We have to take a short break. You're listening to Agency of the Month on Federal News Radio. Our guest today is Kathy Hudson, Director of Human Resources at the National Security Agency.
Looking for innovative and creative solutions to unique national security challenges? Look no further than Sage Management. Whether it's providing critical mission-related support to the U.S. Army, developing enterprise-wide architectures for the Air Force, working with cloud technologies, or defending national interests from cyber attack, Sage Management's mission is simple. Apply sound business management practices, proven engineering solutions, and expertise to solve complex national security challenges. Sage consultants provide full-spectrum lifecycle support from concept exploration, prototyping,
prototype and system development to fielding and deployment. Sage experts have the know-how to get the job done on time and on budget, essential with today's tight budgets. Sage provides professional management, engineering, cybersecurity, software development, analysis training, and modeling and simulation to both the federal and state government. Sage employees pride themselves on their integrity and professionalism in providing quality mission support to their clients. To find out more about Sage management and career opportunities, visit sage-mgt.net. That's sage-mgt.net.
Welcome back to Agency of the Month on Federal News Radio. Our guest today is Kathy Hudson, Director of Human Resources at the National Security Agency. Kathy, I wanted to talk a little bit about something here at Federal News Radio we've been talking a lot about, and that is the supposed retirement tsunami that could hit the government as more and more baby boomers decide to retire. And we recently did a story on how the retirement tsunami may be starting to come to fruition now. So I wanted to ask you if you are seeing the same thing. Are you seeing a lot of people retire? And if so, how are you dealing with that?
So we feel really fortunate at NSA because we have an incredibly high retention rate. In fact, we have a slogan in HR, which is, if you can keep an employee for 5 years, you can keep them for a career. So we find that once we cross that five-year threshold, our employees do tend to stay for quite a long time. But we, like the rest of the federal government, are watching all of our data and doing a lot of workforce planning, strategic workforce outlook and analysis of what are the trends that we're seeing. So in order to be proactive, ensure that we don't get hit by some tsunami we're not ready for, we're keeping our hiring pipeline very robust with the talent that we feel like we're going to need in the future in order to drive mission success. We are looking at and have put into place a program now where we can selectively re-employ those who retire in order to bring folks back to work for a limited period of time. They can help us with special projects, surge type of opportunities, and also they can focus on knowledge transfer. Because 50% of NSA has been hired since 9/11. So this knowledge transfer is really important for us. So we are leveraging now those who are retiring to come back and really help us with knowledge transfer and document how things have been done in the past and make sure we have a strong written history of NSA's practices and procedures. So I think that the fact that we're seeing employees work a little longer, we know we can bring them back for a certain period of time, we have high retention rates, and the hiring pipeline is robust, that we're going to be able to get through this tsunami.
You brought up the interesting point there about, you know, how many of NSA's employees have been hired since 9/11. And would I be correct to assume that that may also mean that some of those people are on the younger scale?
Yes. A significant part of our hiring program over the last 11 years has been a junior workforce. So we very much looked at the demographic of the agency as we were coming out of and reacting to what occurred on 9/11. And purposely identified if we were fortunate enough to get good hiring put into place over the next, you know, foreseeable future, which we were, and we were well supported in that, where is it that we want to make sure we want to leverage that hiring? So we were very strategic. We were very purposeful in how we did that.
Mm-hmm. What do agency leaders need to keep in mind then as they replace these people with the institutional knowledge? Because management leadership, yes, it's definitely about the knowledge that you have and making sure that that knowledge that's in your head stays there at the agency in somebody else's head. Mm-hmm. But there's more to management than that. So what are the other things that you folks are thinking about when it comes to replacing leadership at the agency?
We, our chief of staff at the agency is very focused on that. She's focused on two things. One is, she truly believes that leaders can be developed and you can grow wonderful leaders and leadership. And as a result, she's put in a very formal program for those individuals who are thinking about leadership or management, and we call that emerging leaders. So they can kind of test the waters and take some of the prerequisites that they would need before, you know, you leave on Friday and you wake up Monday and you're a manager and you're kind of like, oh my gosh, how did I end up here? So we don't want people to get in that position. So we want them to be prepared. Then we have a formal program for frontline leaders. So your first line supervisors. And then we have mid-level leadership because that's truly an important place where we believe we needed to drive a lot of money, focus, and opportunity, and develop those leaders who are between the frontline leaders and the senior agency leadership. The frontline leaders, but particularly the mid-level leaders, that's where the rubber hits the road. That's where you got to manage within your resource requirements. You got to figure out strategically what people do you need and talent to drive that mission. You got to make sure that you're teaming appropriately across NSA, as well as building those networks in partnership across the intelligence community so that you can be poised and positioned should the landscape change. And so we have some wonderful opportunities for our mid-level leaders, including some that send them off-site for a period of 2 weeks where they can get to know themselves, assess themselves, what are some of the developmental needs, and come back and put together a formal individual development plan in order to, you know, ensure their success in the future.
Wanted to switch topics as we come to a close here and talk a little bit about diversity plans. I know agencies had to finalize their diversity plans back in March. And what is NSA's diversity strategy?
So our diversity strategy is quite broad. And let me clarify what that means. We think of diversity across a very big spectrum. So it is diversity of people, and by that I mean race, culture, gender. It's also diversity of thought. So it's diversity of your technical skills. And the underlying element I think we need across all that is we're really focused on critical thinkers. So we're trying to come at diversity from a really big picture perspective. So you're going to find diversity requirements and diversity embedded in different parts of our culture. The leadership is very focused on diversity, and so it is in the NSA strategic plan. It's in our core values. It's also in the human capital strategy as well. We work very closely in HR with our partners in the Equal Opportunity Employment and Diversity Office to ensure that the agency's plans on diversity are robust, they're meaningful, and that we're making progress.
Where do you think that NSA does well when it comes to diversity, and where do you need to improve?
So I think we are doing well attracting incredible talent, and I've mentioned that before, across the STEM arena. So we're good with our focus there. We are doing better when it comes to how you might look at diversity from a more traditional approach, being race, gender, and culture. But we do struggle around that. And so we have very much intentionally focused, where are we going to colleges and universities, and do they produce the type of individuals that we need in diverse numbers where we believe that we can go there and expend some good effort and get some good return on investment. But we are challenged because it's important that everyone recognize that we are in competition, as you mentioned before, with the private sector, who also have great demand for these skills. And we're concerned about the STEM talent in the future. We are really concerned about the number of women going into computer science. So we are working on a number of different fronts concerning that issue. And we have the opportunity to work with Dr. Freeman Hrabowski, who is the president of University of Maryland, Baltimore County, who is recently recognized as one of the top 100 influential leaders in the world by Time Magazine, because he is also focused on the STEM challenge and what is happening with regard to women going into these fields and why are we seeing them drop out freshman and sophomore year. So we're getting more insight on that problem. And as, of course, we work with folks, we get the insight, we'll put in now some proactive measures to see if we can help kind of change that trend that we're seeing.
Speaking of Baltimore, you folks recently got some recognition from an organization in Baltimore. And so I'd love for you to chat a little bit about that.
Well, I would encourage everyone to go out, get their February 2012 issue. So if you can find it, the Baltimore Magazine, where NSA was named one of the best places to work. And I'd like to read just a specific piece out of their article, which noted why the magazine liked us so much. And it says, because NSA has streamlined their hiring program to make it easier for people to get over the federal government hiring hurdles. There are a lot about getting folks to look at federal jobs, but what's notable about us is that we've bypassed what they call the dreaded usajobs.gov hiring site. And so I did mention that all of our information is on NSA.gov, and we exercise all the flexibilities and authorities that we're afforded as being a member of the intelligence community.
Is there anything else that we missed today, just before we close, that you wanted to say about hiring, recruiting, or anything when it comes to the NSA?
Well, I would just like to encourage folks to go to our website, because there is nobody else in the country who owns this mission that we do at the National Security Agency. We are responsible for securing this great country of ours and defending the nation on a couple of different fronts. We have to ensure that we protect information of the United States against those who might cause us harm. And as government employees working for the National Security Agency, we are the proud owners of this very, very important mission. So I always say Google, Microsoft, Apple, they don't own this mission, but we do as federal employees. And as you can tell, I am very proud of that. So I encourage anyone who's interested in coming to do something very important for the country, check out our website. We have great opportunities for full-time employment, as well as for students in the future.
Thanks to Kathy Hudson, Director of Human Resources at the National Security Agency, for joining us today. You're listening to Agency of the Month on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.
If you missed any part of this program, you can hear it in its entirety on our website, federalnewsradio.com. Search Agency of the Month. Agency of the Month, Wednesday mornings at 11 AM, only on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM. WFED, your source for federal news now.